Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Why is justice always served cold?
I don't know.
If it was served warm, it'd be just water.
God damn you, PJ.
Welcome to Games Overboard. I'm PJ.
I'm Dan.
I'm Angie.
All right. So, what do we have in store for him tonight, PJ?
Well, behind curtain number one.
Is Dan finding a dark story?
Yeah, Dan's slowly searching.
No, I was going through text, but I'll totally get that dark story.
I mean, Angie did it last... No, Dan did it last time.
Did I?
I don't know. You guys keep going and you don't give me a chance. So.
Yeah, I think Angie should do it. Angie. So, it's a good time to watch TV.
Fuck yeah!
Let's just open with this. First off, Shogun is the greatest thing on TV
right now. I still have to watch that.
It's amazing.
I've heard nothing but good things.
It's 10 episodes. It's the whole book.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a 1,200-page book, apparently, and they condensed it down to 10 episodes. And
well, how long is each episode?
An hour.
No, I could totally see that.
And it's fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good. And then there's Fallout, which you're an episode into.
I'm only into the first episode. I haven't had a lot of time to watch it. I fucking love it.
It's so good.
Just like everything that surrounded it made me get back into Fallout 4. And
Fallout
then,
4 sales have like skyrocketed.
I'm not
apparently
surprised.
Because of the show.
The show is really well done. Angie, I don't think Angie likes it.
She's waiting for this part of the conversation to end.
No, she's still looking for a dark story. So what did you think of the show?
What?
What did you think of Fallout?
I didn't understand.
Okay. What didn't you understand? Like, PJ and I really want to know what
specifics.
Doesn't work for you in that.
I hate that it bounces around so quickly. Like, it just, you don't get enough of anything to, I don't know, I'm just stupid, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's only one episode, too. Like, by the end of the eight episodes.
Eight episodes.
Yeah, by the end of the eight episodes, you get a lot of time with them all. You know, but
I loved it. I loved the first episode. I'm really excited to see the rest. Well, because you get to see things in that first episode that are just straight Fallout. Things that you see in every game that you constantly use. All the way from the very first Fallout till the latest, you know, with 76.
Mm-hmm.
Those weird fucking assault rifles, which... I'm sorry, they make no sense, but you get to see those.
Oh, the laser rifles?
No. The assault rifle. The old war assault rifle.
Oh.
It's just so weird and doesn't look right.
You see the laser rifles. I don't know if you noticed. I didn't notice. I had to watch a YouTube video of like, you know, 45 Easter eggs or whatever. And
I did catch the laser rifle.
Yeah.
The stim pack was just...
They are cartoonishly ridiculous.
They are, and they work in the show just like they work in the game.
Yeah. There's one scene, without spoiling, like, a guy's toe is, like, half hanging off, and he puts a stim pack into his chest, and then you just see the toe, like, snap back onto his foot.
So she told me she didn't understand it, so I was explaining to Angie, you know, well, okay, the Brotherhood of Steel, this is their deal, and she's like, huh? And, you know, this is Walton Goggins' character, he's a ghoul, and, you know, this is how ghouls work and everything.
As you go through the show, it explains all that to you, too.
And I was like, so did that help? And she's like, no. No.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I just made it worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not meant to be all explained at once. You know, like, the show trickle feeds you all that, so...
Yeah, but fans of the franchise, you watch it and you're like, oh!
Yeah.
I already, oh exactly. My god, there's this and there's that, and there's that.
In other television news, Severance Season 2 stopped, they wrapped filming.
Oh, so that should be dropping here pretty soon.
Can't wait for that. The Bear Season 3 is coming, which is an amazing show. I posted a thing on my Facebook of, like, all my favorite shows right now, like, between The Bear and Succession, which ended last year, and Slow Horses and Severance and Shogun and Fallout. There are just so many good shows.
Oh my!
You cocksucker. Invincible?
Invincible, The Boys. It's just a good time to watch TV. The Jinx Part 2. Have you heard of The Jinx?
No, I know The Jinx.
Yeah.
I didn't know they released a Part 2.
Episode 1 just came out. I think it was Friday. The most compelling true crime documentary I've ever seen, though, was Making a Murderer, Parts 1 and 2.
I've only seen bits and pieces of that one.
Speaking of crime.
Oh, no.
What's this one called?
Guilty.
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 Let's hear it.
Anne reports her sister Mary for killing Anne's husband John. The judge decides that, without any doubt, Mary is guilty. However, guilty. The judge decides not to put Mary in jail.
Was it,
Hang on, I didn't actually read the solution yet. Oh my god, this is so stupid.
Was it a video game?
No.
Did John actually die?
Yes.
Okay.
Are these real fucking people?
I don't know. It doesn't say if they're real people. I mean, they're people.
Are they people? They're people. They're not animals.
Correct. They are not animals.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yes. I fall.
We forgot to tell you last time, we did have a Roger incident. He was a suicidal bunny. It was after our last podcast, did get crushed under my tire.
Oh.
Because instead of going back the way he came, he ran under my fucking car.
Seemed like the right choice at the time.
He knew. He was just like, it's my time.
He saw the light.
I know there's a song to go with this. I just can't think of one.
Blinded by the light.
He revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. But that's not what I was going for. No? It was something else. Ah, how well.
So, how'd it go again? Someone killed her sister's husband.
Anne reports her sister Mary for killing Anne's husband John. The judge decides that without any doubt, Mary is guilty. Okay, however, the judge decides not to put Mary in jail.
Alright, so Mary killed Anne's husband. Yes. Anne called the cops. Judge said, yeah, you did it.
It was in self-defense.
No.
Oh.
Fuck.
I'm sorry, I was half listening.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't fucking know.
My brain just kind of like short-circuited. For a second there.
Careful, Johnny Five.
Input. Need input. I don't know. Was Roger... Roger? John. Was John a good person?
I don't know.
Didn't say him. Was John... Did John have it coming?
I don't know.
What are you doing to your microphone?
This isn't Chicago, PJ.
Oh, God. So... I assume Anne did not want John to die.
No. She was married to him, but...
Did Mary have a good reason to kill John?
It doesn't
Mary was having an affair with John. She got pregnant. So then to save her sister heartache, she killed John.
No.
I don't know. So that's just a fucking stupid thing I can think of, and you said it was stupid.
It is stupid.
Mary...
Had a little lamb.
Had a little lamb.
But was its fleece as white as snow?
John snorted the snow.
It was a black sheep.
Well, I wouldn't snort that.
It was a little burnt.
Why is it burnt?
Because it's a black sheep.
Sometimes, oh my god.
Sometimes you just need to have a nice leg of lamb. Because lamb is delicious.
It is delicious.
I don't know.
Let's come back to it. So. This does fit in pretty well with what we did today. We played Everybody Lies.
A detective game.
Yeah, so this is... I mean, this isn't a new game.
Don't flip the box over and put all that shit in there.
Too late now.
Too late. All right, so I'm just trying to...
Might as well just give it a good shake.
What are you
shake,
looking
shake,
for?
Shake it, the date. It's not that old. About 2 years.
Yeah.
2022. Yeah. This is not a children's toy. Age 14 plus, this is a hobby gaming product. That's just what it says on the back of the box.
Hobby gaming product.
That's what it says. Okay, so...
If you play this, you play hobby games.
Hobby.
Congratulations.
I wonder if you can find it in Hobby Lobby.
So...
Actually, they just started selling board games.
Did they? Really?
I don't know if our local one has, but they announced that they're going to start.
I want to go to Hobby Lobby.
Oh, fuck. PJ, why'd you say that?
I want to go to Hooby Looby.
Oh, great. So, PJ, go ahead. Who's that by? I can't really see it from here.
So, it is... Oh, okay, yeah. It's designed by Ignacy Trevicek and Veronica Spira. Spira? Spira. I apologize. I know how to pronounce Ignacy's name. I'm not sure. I assume it's Veronica Spira. And the art by Message Siminski and Hannah Quick. I'm going to say it's Quick.
Okay.
Hannah Quick.
So this is a game that we've actually had for a little bit.
A little bit.
What, about a year?
Probably at this point.
Yeah, I think you bought it around...
Didn't you buy it?
Oh, you know what? I bought it...
At Helix.
I bought it at our friend Helix. I bought... it from
our
them.
Friend Helix.
Our friend
Helix is a
our
person. Friends,
yes. Helix the cat.
Bought it from our friends at Helix.
It's a cat game store.
Fuck you guys. I bought it after
Helix the cat.
He bought it at the last year at the
after
fundraiser.
Last year's fundraiser.
So that would have been August. So a little under a year.
And we did. You and I did play through the
prologue.
Which was pretty fun. And we finally got back to it to actually play the first storyline. We did fuck up pretty bad on one thing, but it wasn't. Here's the thing, though.
What else is new?
Here's the thing, though. Like, it only would have given us our first leads. I think we did a pretty damn good job getting through the rest of it, even without that. So every story, every case has a case file that is sealed.
A sealed envelope.
In an envelope, you have to open it up and then pass out everything to everybody who has a character.
Yeah.
So for this particular case, we had Harvey Bullock, we had Vicky Vale, Catwoman, which we didn't have her because we didn't have a fourth player.
Yeah, Catwoman was an NPC in this
scenario, yep. And we had, what was your guy's name again?
Spacey. Warren.
Warren Spacey, that's right.
Spaced out Warren.
That's right. And everybody has their own goals that's given to them in this case file.
Yeah.
Which
we won't spoil here. We're going to be light on story details. Spoilers and things like that. But yeah, like everyone had their own little objective they were trying to solve along with the main objective. And I mistook it by thinking that you would be withholding information and competing against each other to solve the crime. You know, like, that's kind of how the back of the box makes
and
it sound.
And I told you that's not what happened.
Yeah.
That's not how we played it the last time.
How cool would that have been, though?
That would have been interesting. Jesus Christ.
What are you doing right now?
Sticky. Fuck off.
So, yeah, I was completely wrong.
Yeah, and I tried to tell you that, but, you know, don't listen to Dan. He doesn't know shit, apparently.
Well, he's a dumbass.
Yeah. Well, he forgot a major component of this game as we set up the scenario.
He's the one that wanted to play this game.
So even with us still neglecting that that case file in the beginning, we still came to the conclusions that we would have made without it. But we did miss really a big starting point for us.
Yeah. So let's go over how the game plays real quick. You have a little teeny tiny board of nine by nine inches or something like that.
Yeah, it's and, not big at all.
A couple places you can go to, like the Gotham City Gazette, the police department,
downtown,
City Hall. Those are the four you start with.
Yep, and those are the ones that you can go at any time for free. You do get others that you have to spend investigation tokens, like Arkham Asylum,
The prison, the underground.
You can even go to the Batcave, but only if you have Catwoman.
Yeah. And so the way the game plays is you have a little blimp token and you move it from location to location. There's also a little token that tracks the time that you're spending.
Right.
And every time you move from location to location, you slide that up the track. If it fills up, then you lose.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you have to make sure that you're solving the crime as quickly as possible.
Right. And getting as much information through all your leads. And then trying to put everything together as soundly as you can.
Yeah. Because
at the end of this, so the whole thing, you're actually working off of two things. You're working off of the cards that come with the game. And you do have
a website. It's not an app, it's a website.
That's right, it's a website. And while you're using the cards will give you story bits. It'll give you dialogue and everything. Good shot. About what's going on and during your investigation. But the website, you will need to put in things like case files to show you things like newspaper clippings, audio recordings, transcriptions of audio recordings.
Yeah. So at the start of the case, it'll tell you, like, you can go downtown to talk to so-and-so, and it'll say, like, you know, card 57. And then it's like, or you can go to the Gazette and talk to this reporter, card 78.
Like I said when we were playing, it reminds me of the Choose Your Own Way books.
Yeah. And
he's behind you now.
And then you read that card number, and that will send you to a different card number, and that may send you to another card, and so on. So I have a couple games that do that.
Yeah, but this, so what I like about this is it's a big deck, but every story is the cards are broken up to every case.
Yeah.
So like you have the whole stack, but hey, you're in case one, so you're gonna look for cards that start with one. 1-0 something or one, you know. And then case two would start with two and so on and so forth.
So yeah, that's basically how the game plays. Like, you're just going to locations, picking up cards based on those locations, reading the card, they'll send you another card, you're moving the time tracker up, trying to solve a crime. And using the website to help with that.
Right.
Website is mobile friendly. It seems like it'd be better on a laptop, though.
A laptop or a tablet, definitely.
Yeah, something larger.
That everybody can see instead of a phone.
Yeah.
So,
easy enough game to play. Once you like, because the rule book, it's hard to describe a game like this. You just kind of have to jump into it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that prologue really, really helped us.
Didn't help me at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Angie. Angie did not play with us when we did the prologue. The prologue really does take you through step by step. With your first few turns and how everything works, which is really nice. And this game does go up to four players.
Yeah.
And it's long. It's 2 to 3 hours. It didn't take us that long to get through our first, you know, our run tonight, but
also because we didn't do half of it in the beginning.
No, it's we just didn't do the beginning portion. Somebody didn't do something right.
We wouldn't have gotten so lost after the...
Yeah, there was one part where we came to a dead stop.
We had to go back.
Yeah. We just had to go through the cards because we missed some of the leads that was on that were on one of the bottom of the cards. And
right. So. I don't know, but at that point, I already had a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
So the way that this works is when you think you have all the pieces together... You go ahead and tell the app, okay, I'm ready to finish this.
You go to Jim Gordon.
You go to Jim.
Jim, it's sticky. Got it.
So Jim is, so this is the beginning of Batman's
Do you think
career.
Your arm is just sticky, maybe? Have you wiped your arm? I'm pretty sure the table's good at this point.
You wiped it like five times.
You're like the guy who, like, you know, does the locks, like, locks and unlocks his door three times before he is. You
trying to say I have OCD?
Well, I'm just saying you've wiped that spot of the table countless times now.
I think you counted.
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, so
it was at least three times.
I'm better than I used to be. I would have counted when I was younger, before I knew you.
No, what a took a panda.
Before you knew me?
Yeah.
You changed him.
I mean, I did corrupt you.
It was my mom, actually. She trained that on me.
Oh, dear God. So, yeah, so this is early in Batman's career. So, Jim Gordon is not the commissioner.
He's captain.
He's Captain James Gordon.
Captain James Gordon.
They just put up the bat signal in the GCPD. Harvey Bullock is still not the most trusted cop, but he is a big player in the game. He is one of the characters that you get to play as. And the thing that I really like about this is it's Batman's world.
Penny, not you. No. Get out of the bucket, Penny.
You're in Batman's world. You're in Gotham. You're figuring out all this shit, but you never play as Batman.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting and fun as hell.
He hasn't even made an appearance yet.
No. Not at all.
He appears in the very last one.
Yeah. I think in the next one he'll appear.
Yeah, we've had a couple fun appearances, like cameos.
So far. In our first one, in the prologue, we met Dollmaker, met Killer Croc. In this one, that was a good one. In this one, we met, we actually didn't meet this person, but I had a pretty good idea of who it was. We did have Jonathan Crane, the Scarecrow.
Yep.
We didn't come across him, but...
We had a name drop.
We had a name drop, and as we were going through things, I was picking up a lot of that. Of course, we had name drops of Carmine Falcone.
Croc.
Yeah, again, Killer Croc.
Riddler.
He got
a name drop.
That was probably
one. That was a fun one. I really liked that one. That one cracked me up.
That was one of my favorite. I'm sorry. Now it's fucking an obsession.
Obsession, you say?
Oh, yes.
Like OCD? Did John... Was Mary friends with the judge?
No.
Like, how'd Mary
get off the hook? Wait a minute. Vehicular manslaughter. She accidentally killed him by wrecking the car. She was in an accident.
Anne is married to John, or was married to John, right? Yes. And Mary killed John.
Yes.
Was John allergic to anything?
Is this a case of murder?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's not like accidental manslaughter, you know, like not manslaughter where it's accidental. It's straight up murder. It's deliberate.
Yeah.
Murder.
Yeah.
It was intentional. It was premeditated, cold-blooded murder.
Was it premeditated? Meditated.
I mean, probably, I don't know. Was it meditated murder?
Yeah, you meditated murder.
Did they kill the man?
Killed him, dead. Did
they kill him?
I'm gonna kill you, do you good. Good.
I'm about ready to kill both of you, quite honestly.
PJ! Destroy the human infidels!
Destroy them until they're dead!
You know, well, if Mary killed a man, and the judge knew she killed a man, but she still got
on. The judge was like, it's okay, because he was a piece of shit.
Did she serve, what's it, oh, what's it called? Time served. Did she do time served? Like she was, you know, like in
time
prison.
Suspended?
No.
She's in prison for like 2 years or something before the trial, and the judge is like, yeah, you did it, but you did your time.
No.
Get out of here.
I can't wait to tell you the answer, because you're going to be so pissed.
Was it to prevent John from doing something?
Doesn't say any of that.
So no.
I fucking hate these.
Was it? Well, this is like... I don't know, it's so vague. All of it is just so vague.
It's very
vague. Have you noticed she always picks the vague ones?
I didn't pick this one.
Yeah,
fuck
you did.
You literally picked this one.
You
picked this one.
I didn't pick it because it was vague.
Well, yeah, but you still picked it.
That's right.
You can pick your nose.
You can pick your friends.
But you can't pick your friend's nose.
And if you do, there's something seriously wrong with your relationship.
Yeah.
PJ, you got something hanging out here. Let me.
Oh, come here.
You. Yeah. Just.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think he would go up there.
He might. He could probably answer this dark story.
Hmm.
What, me? What?
Jesus!
Oh, fuck that guy. I knew a Jesus. Actually, he was a pretty cool guy out in California.
Nobody asked you.
This one is... This
This one's annoying. This one's real. Anthony, you solved the last one.
Help us, Anthony!
Help us!
How's he gonna help you? We're recording this and he can't even hear you.
He's obviously a time traveler.
That's right. He's a psychic.
He's gonna text me right now.
No, he's not.
Bing!
No, he's not. But what are we thinking about?
Do you like them? Do you like big butts?
I cannot lie.
Oh, all you other brothers can't deny.
No, we're talking about thighs tonight.
Well, yes, that was our big thing, thighs.
So well, we had a serial thigh
gap. Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of guys seem to, in this game, really want to be smothered by those thighs.
A lot of people are dying.
Everybody thighs.
Or threatened to threaten. That's right, everybody thighs.
Could just see it in their thighs.
You're blinded by the thighs.
They were pretty comfy.
There was no other way.
Unless my thighs deceive me. So components.
Did you see it with your own thighs?
Yeah, I did.
How?
Keep your thighs open.
Thighs wide shut.
Oh dear God. So components on this. They're pretty simple. They're cards, little cardboard tokens, and a small.
What's that?
The block. It's his throwing brick.
And it's my throwing brick.
And the map of Gotham.
There's a really cool map of Gotham, so you could figure out exactly where you are in relation to what's on the board.
I feel like the map would have been better if it was actual cardboard and not paper. Yeah, you know, more like a board than a bolt.
But it's a map.
It serves its purpose.
It's a map. It does map things. It folds like a map.
It reads like a map.
If we used it more, like we really didn't. The first time
we used it a lot more.
The prologue, you use the map a lot more because you're like, okay, this person was over here, and at the same time, this person was here, and the murder happened in this spot, so who was closer? And
right,
like,
you're trying to triangulate and figure out exactly where.
So the map does help.
Triangulate, that's a big word for you.
I'm so proud.
No, it's not. What were you going to say?
I said, we're so proud of you.
Oh, fuck off.
You couldn't read, but.
It's four whole syllables, you just said.
Because I'm not college educated, fucker.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, he forgot his college years.
God damn it. No, they were actually some of the best times I've had.
Thanks a lot.
He said some of.
I said some of, not all of.
Whatever.
I had great times in college. I had a shitty time in high school.
What? It was overall.
Meh.
Meh. Anyways.
Clearly I'm just not good enough. I get it.
I go to bed with you, do I not?
Yeah, components are good.
Yeah, I mean, they're nothing to write home about. They're
serviceable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They serve their purpose.
Exactly. All right, okay. So things at work.
The cooperative aspect of this game.
When you actually open the thing first that you're supposed to open first and hand out instead of just starting the game. Rant over.
That definitely works.
That does definitely better. Work. So you actually know that, what you're doing.
That would have been good later lost. As a segue into things that don't work for me. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
So, the cooperative aspect of this game, I mean, I think that's really the only way to do something like this.
Yeah.
Everybody does have their own goals, their own agendas.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really get into that too much on the prologue. They didn't have that.
No, they kept that out of it. And right. In this one, that's where they're like, oh, hey, by the way.
Right. And had we opened up the file in
you
the
mean
beginning.
In the beginning like we were supposed to?
Are you going to fucking harp on that the whole time?
Yeah. Me and my thighs.
I smacked your thigh. She's going to kill me in my sleep.
Would you call that a thigh five?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You got to stand up.
So,
more awkward when I was the only one standing.
What works about this game?
Besides the cooperative element.
So what doesn't work in this game, PJ?
So what doesn't work is this game needs a proper, like, setup guide.
Yeah.
Of, oh, like, yeah, without a doubt.
All the things that you need to have on the board
and ready to go for a scenario, even like on the, what's that echo sound? So even on like the envelope for each scenario, like, why can't it just have on the back of it, like, make sure you have these locations out or these cards or, you know, like something, but
right.
Why does it need to be sealed also? I don't really understand.
Well, okay,
that's just
so
to make it feel
that's,
cool.
I know, it yeah, but that's also the one thing that I'm like, I kind of don't want to go through any more of these because if I want to play this again, I already know how it fucking ends.
Yeah, there's no replayability.
That is the all. Bad thing about
that's things. Why we were given the original Detective Murder at Hong Kong because from Carrie and Tom because, you know. It's,
you can't play it again.
No. You just can't. You know it. I mean, that's how it is with any mystery game.
Right. And well, once you figure it out, like, it's not like something that have different variables.
Yeah.
With an app that can change, you know, who did it or how it happened.
Right, yeah.
You know, which, with something like this, that would be so fucking awesome. That would make these games so cool. Yeah. If you had a dedicated app instead of a website.
If it was more app-based than card-based.
Yeah.
And right.
Yeah, for sure.
The app could take you different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Similar to Chronicles of Crime. You know, like, that's a game that is, just by design, it can be much more random with the same exact cards.
Right. That's really the only thing that I have against this, is because, well, you guys know I'm a huge Batman fan. I really like these kinds of games that make you think and put things together.
So favorite moments? What we got?
My favorite moment is when we went to Arkham Asylum.
When we realized that Dan never opened the case file thing and never gave us our...
Yeah, so what Angie's been referring to this whole time is the sealed envelope you're supposed to open at the beginning. Dan and I were under the impression that the solution was in the sealed envelope, so we did not open the envelope.
So this isn't totally my fault, PJ.
No, that's why I said me too.
Yeah, but you were running the game, technically.
I was just reading shit.
It's your game, not my game.
My name's not Charles. I'm not in charge.
It's only lived here for, what, 9 months?
About, yeah.
So moving why didn't on. Mary go to jail?
Yeah.
Because Mary's a whore who was sleeping with the judge.
Oh, wait. Son of a...
Tell me, PJ.
Did she not go to jail because she, like, ran away or killed herself?
No.
Is it something like that?
No.
Was she sentenced to jail?
No, the judge decided not to send her to jail.
Okay. That's what I thought. But the way you phrase it just there, I'm like, oh, wait.
So it wasn't self-defense.
No.
Was he violent at all?
And the judge didn't know the victim.
No.
I am at such a loss for...
I don't fucking know.
...ideas and words. Because you freaking killed him. And went to court over it. Did she bribe the judge?
Nope.
Well, we know she didn't sleep with him.
Is there a legit legal reason for why she wouldn't go to jail?
It's not a legal reason.
Okay, but like, when I hear it, will I be like, oh, okay, that's why?
You'd be like, oh my god, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, is it something that would be realistic?
What are you doing?
I'm pushing in my chair, woman.
I mean, kind of, but not really.
Fuck, I don't know.
It would be one of those extraordinary circumstances.
And it was premeditated, it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Was it, like, euthanasia?
No.
But, you know, like, wasn't assisted.
I was gonna say, it's not assisted suicide. Yeah.
You know, like, maybe John was 90 years old or something, and she's just like, go to sleep.
I will put you out with my thighs.
Breathe in the chloroform.
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, man. I mean, all my bullshit answers are just that bullshit. They're not going anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Are any of the things we said even remotely close?
No.
What?
It was a mock trial.
No.
Did it happen in the house?
I assume so.
This wasn't done for television, was it?
No.
Did were there witnesses?
No. I mean, not really.
Okay.
So nobody saw it.
It's not a TV.
There were other people there.
So it's not a TV show. Wait, was this a play?
No.
No, nobody saw it. But other people were there. Stop that.
So it's not okay when we do it, but it's okay when you do it?
Yes, because I'm expecting it. When you guys do it, it hits my nose and it hurts. Ah, fuck my teeth! God damn you!
It's like he didn't even know it was gonna happen. Like he literally saw my hand come up, like...
No, I didn't, because I wasn't paying attention. I hurt my lip. You bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. After that, I said it.
Wow.
I called PJ a bitch.
Smother him with your thighs, PJ.
Oh, I get him.
Oh, yeah. For any of PJ's students that are listening, I'm so sorry.
Mr. Hayden in no way endorsed these jokes.
No, okay, so one of my students... I think I told you about this.
You did tell me about it.
They come up to me and they're like, you swear a lot. And I'm like, it's not me! I'm good in these. Because I know you people are listening.
I have said many times, I am not a family-friendly person.
Was he killed with a gun?
No.
Was he killed with a knife?
No.
Was he strangled?
No.
Was he drowned?
No.
Was he suffocated?
No.
Was bludgeoned?
No.
Was he poisoned?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh!
Wait,
was he allergic to something and she fed him, like, whatever he was allergic to?
I don't think so.
Was he an alcoholic?
I don't know.
Was it something in alcohol?
I don't know.
Was it something in his food?
No.
Was it something in a drink?
Yes.
Was it
arsenic?
An old lace.
Yeah, good. That's what I was thinking of. Arsenic and old lace. It's a great show.
What was it? Arsenic? Do we know what kind of poison?
No.
Okay. Does it say? I guess. We assume why she. There's a reason why she poisons him. Are we told a reason?
Because she was
not really
pissed off that she kept losing the card game, so she poisoned him.
That
sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar.
There's no reason.
There's no reason. So why would the judge excuse it? She poisoned him. And John is a human.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have established that one.
They're all
humans. I'm just making sure.
The number one question.
Mary poisoned John, goes to court over it, does not get sentenced, because see, like, if it was alcohol, like, alcohol poisoning, and like, you just, you know, had too much of it and died, but.
Yeah, I'm at a loss, I don't know.
Yeah, I give up.
Give up?
I think I'm gonna have to. Man, I was on a roll, too. I was like, I was asking all the right questions.
You're gonna be so mad. No.
Oh, Jesus. All right, fine.
I'm gonna sit down. I feel like I need to.
Anne and Mary were Siamese twins.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
One day while Anne was distracted, Mary poisoned John's drink. Therefore, Mary was clearly guilty, but putting her in jail would also mean punishing Anne, an innocent person.
How are we supposed to get that?
That was fucking stupid.
Oh my god.
I told you were gonna be mad.
And the worst part is... Last week, we talked about Siamese twins.
Exactly!
Yeah! God damn it!
Oh my gosh. The Princess Bride episode, we brought it up.
Yes! It's bullshit.
I can't believe this.
Believe it.
What? Anthony, if you text me and say that you figured it out a minute ago, I'm gonna drive over to your house and slap you because I don't believe you.
When Angie, I read that, I was internally laughing.
There's no...
Angie and I don't endorse the slapping of our listeners.
Anthony knows me. We met at Helix.
We're best friends now. He's seen my thighs.
I thought only I could see your thighs, PJ.
I would like to state that neither has seen my thighs.
Well, I mean, I have seen you in shorts.
I would say you do wear shorts.
Well, yeah.
Therefore, we've seen them.
I guess so.
I, on the other hand, always wear jeans.
Yeah.
You're not a no pants?
No. I mean, we've gone to, like, the pool and Eagle's Mirror and things like that.
Oh my gosh, that was, like, over a decade
ago. Or World's End, I mean.
Yeah, it was World's End. That was, like, what, 2008?
Seven?
No, it was 2009 because I was with Julia.
Okay. Anyways.
Anywho.
Janie's got a gun.
So I just want to say, before we wrap it up here, that Party Wanted is back on Kickstarter.
Again?
Yes, with an 8th player expansion.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. So, so if anyone missed it the first time around, you can order it this time. Or you can just buy the expansion for $6. I picked that up, and I picked up some sleeves for the game. And, yeah, I'm real excited to see what this new one has to offer.
Necromancer. Oh, we had so much fun with the first one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, you can pick up base game, you can pick up the playmat, you can pick up, you know, everything.
Nice.
So, if you're interested in Party Wanted, now's the time, and you missed it the first time around, now's the time to do that. Keep an eye out for Seismic. Please spread the word about it.
Yes.
Jason's real excited for it. We're real excited for it. But we, you know, want to make sure that the game gets the attention it deserves. So when it launches on GameFound, you know, it funds successfully.
Yeah, I'm definitely putting my money on it.
Yeah. Jason, if you're listening, man, good luck. We're looking forward to it.
Hell yeah, man. You know, if you want to do another interview with us, talk about this more, you know.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Or just talk about movies, because apparently we can do that for hours.
Yeah, yeah. Much to Angie's chagrin.
Yeah.
We should do an interview, do a thing with him when we play it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In stereo. And Stephen Coker's game... He's coming back soon.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one, too.
Yeah, he's looking to send us the prototype of that, which I can't wait.
Oh, it's so the first time we did an interview with him and we talked about the game, like it just sounded like so much fun. And with a noir setting like that, I mean, that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
That stuff is so fun to me.
I have to get back to him. We need to figure out time to get him back on the show.
Yeah.
So not sure when this episode will air, but... We have a pretty big treat coming. Can't wait for next week.
Oh, God. It's.
I'm real excited.
Me too.
So, I might bump this episode release date up to this week.
Would you recommend this game?
It's a tough one, because, like, I need to play more of it, I think. Because right now, I think I'd recommend Chronicles of Crime first. Over this game.
All right.
But this, I don't know. I do like how easy this game is. Like, Chronicles of Crime is annoying with the whole app thing. Like, you have to scan everything, you know, right. Which definitely drives some people up a wall. This game is much less screen based, which I appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
And the writing is fantastic. Let's take a moment to just say, like, the writing in this game is so well done.
Oh, absolutely.
I really love the writing of this.
The dialogues and everything, how they get cut off mid-sentence and everything, that's great. I also...
Yeah, the dialogue is so good.
I also think it's funny that you get some expletives that are censored, and censored just like it would if it were a comic.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't talk about the art either.
So the art on this I think is really good. It's very comic book.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't really a whole lot of art outside of seeing your character's portrait, your board. But in some instances, you get to take a look at video footage, or you get an insight into a crime scene. So they do have certain cards that have all of that.
Well, there's an entire scene deck.
Yeah, there's the scene deck, which we didn't get to use, but...
Well, we
is that where the video footage came from?
That was the video footage, yeah. Okay, yeah. See, the epilogue, or not epilogue, the prologue actually had more of that when we first played it, but that's because that's what
it called
for.
What if we would have done more of what was on our starting things? Like, we would have gotten
I'm sure we would have seen a little more,
yeah.
But still, it's very comic booky. But it's not surrealist.
Yeah.
Like some comics,
mm-hmm.
you know, for this time period are. But it's not too realistic either. Like, it's that perfect balance.
Yeah, I really like all the design choices they made for this. And I do think the detective system is a solid system. Like, I feel confident I could open up the original detective game or the Dune version and just kind of jump into it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they're similar enough that I'd just be able to start playing the game.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Now, I know you're not huge into the lore of DC and Batman and everything, but would you say it's easy enough to, like, follow some of these characters?
Yeah, because, like, it's just like any mystery movie where you're given the name, so you just make a mental note of that name. Whether or not the name matches an evil mastermind or whatever, doesn't matter. Because either they will straight up tell you, or it's just a fun Easter egg for other people to recognize.
Right.
It doesn't change the story in any way.
So that was actually one of my favorite things for this case we did when we went to Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, you bump into a very famous criminal.
You bump into a criminal, and they don't give very much description.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they start saying something, you hear one of the...
One of their trademark things.
One of the orders, you go, oh god, I hate that guy. It's like, okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that for that character.
And it's just so well done. Like, for anyone who's not familiar with the Batman lore, universe, all that, it's just a throwaway line.
Yeah.
But for anyone who knows who that person is, you're like, ah! That's great. Like,
I'm sure that person...
You're doing the Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at the...
yeah. Yes. Like, yeah. And that's something that, with that character, you'd be like, yeah, I... That's really annoying.
Yeah.
Please stop that.
Yeah. So they definitely know and love the source material.
Absolutely.
In this, which is... It shows. It really shows. So I do recommend it, especially, like, it's a cheap game.
Yeah.
There's no reason, if you like mystery games and just solving mysteries and following clues, there's no reason not to get this game, except for the Batman thing. Like, if you're not a Batman fan, then go with the regular detective.
Right.
You know, which is a little more, quote-unquote, normal. True crime, you know,
right,
reality-based true crime. Or there's the Dune version, and there are probably others out there, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a solid system, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I revert my, or I take away my, I rescind.
There you go, that's a good one.
Yeah, my initial verdict, and I say, yeah, this game, I think I would recommend it over Chronicles of Crime.
I mean, this is something that I'd recommend. I think it's a lot of fun, especially if you like the Batman lore, just... Be wary, you're not playing as Batman. No one ever gets to play as Batman.
BJ's a flip-flopper.
You flip-flopper!
That's right.
Flip-flop, 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 flip-flop.
Like a fish out of water.
I was going to say, like, their stupid, horrible footwear that I detest.
I've come to like them over the years.
Ugh.
See, now there's another game up there called Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective, where you're given a case, and it's Monday. So you're given a case and Monday's newspaper and a map of England, or London.
Okay.
And you can, like, literally go to any, like, every single house or something. Like, I forget how it is, but, like, almost every house, like, has a number. And you can look up that person in the phone book and, like, phone them or visit them and talk to them and things like that and see where they were at what time. And, you know, you can look at what was happening in the paper at, you know, this location at that time to see if everything matches. But then once you solve that one, you go to Tuesday, and on Tuesday you have a new crime, new people to talk to. But there's also stuff in Monday's newspaper that still pertains to Tuesday and things like that. So, you know, on Tuesday you discover a body and they were murdered on Monday. And so you got to, like, go back to Monday's weather forecast or whatever, you know, to see what was going on Monday.
Okay.
That's another one. And, you know, you're going through all these steps and there's no turns or anything. You're literally just sifting through stuff to solve the crime. And then when you're done, you go to the back of the book and you see how, you know, what the solution is. And then you see Sherlock's,
his deductive reasoning. That's pretty awesome.
And he, you know, and he does it in like three steps.
Of course.
And you feel like an idiot because, like, oh, of course.
Well, yeah, that's what Sherlock Holmes always did. Uh-huh,
yeah. So.
Although it's funny, he never said elementary, my dear Watson.
Huh. Nobody cares.
You're so mean to me.
That is completely untrue.
No, it's not.
I would say it's exactly the opposite.
Angie, what about you? Do you recommend this game?
Sure, I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, okay. That's not uncommon.
I was going to say, that's par for the course.
Why not?
Yeah.
So Everybody lies.
They do that too. They do both of those.
Yeah, I hope so. If you like this episode, please spread the word with your friends.
Spread your thighs.
My goodness! Calm yourselves!
If anyone on Facebook or social media is like, what's your favorite games podcast? I think you know what the answer should be.
Who do you spread your thighs for? It's Games Over for.
Oh, dear God.
Email us at gamesoboard@gmail.com if you'd like to just get in touch with us. Or visit gamesoverboard.com. You can meet the cast there, email us with the contact link, find our other pages, our other podcasts, find us on Instagram.
There you go.
And we have a Reddit page for Well House Exorcism. Well House Exorcism also just started up their own Instagram account as well. So you can visit us there and talk to us that way as well. Have a good week, everyone.
Later.